Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And when you get the check, you are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen.
I'm sure you've been to a wedding or a party and the energy levels are flagging. That comes on and then everybody's back on the dance floor. And you know, DJs have a couple of songs like this, the floor fillers. They're guaranteed to get everybody up and dancing. But what are the songs, the ones that fall into that floor filler category? Well, Shay Byrne, presenter of Rising Time, is here with me in the studio now with all the tricks.
Good morning to you.
Hello, it's lovely to see you.
You were dancing there.
I was dancing a bit, but then I said, I have an issue with that song, right?
For God's sake, here we go.
No, sorry, I do. Because it comes on, everyone goes, woo, it's a floor filler type song, and everyone rushes out onto the dance floor, and then no one knows how to dance to it. Is this your experience as the person who...
When you say they don't know how to dance with it, do you mean the specific of the actions that people used to do? Because there was a thing where people were digging.
Yeah,
you know, and
I think the beat is just slightly too slow and you can't get the movement right. See, you want to go into a big dance when you hear Dancing Queen, but you can't because it's just the tempo isn't there.
You're so right.
Am I right?
You're 100%
yes!
right. 100% right. So what you do with ABBA is you play medley. So you can get a medley of it, about 7 or 8 minutes long. Your Mamma Mia will be in there.
Yeah.
And the other ones. And then there's a dance.
Yeah, that's probably better. You see,
there is a dance remix of it as well that DJs use.
Right.
To mix under it and speed it. Also on DJ decks and on the old DJ decks and the new DJ decks, they have a pitch control which speeds up the song.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know it's been speeded up. That's why you're like, I'm so tired. And it does give a chipmunk effect slightly if you go too far. And Niall, who's the sound engineer outside, is nodding. Dancing Queen, in fact, just on a complete aside, Billy Joel had a whole album recorded at the wrong tempo. So when you hear She's Got a Way About Her recorded version, it's like, she's got a way about her. Don't know what it is. When you hear him live, it's like, she's got a way about her. So anyway, it does happen. But that's what you do as your DJ. You change the tempos.
See,
and now with
computers,
they beat match. So they'll actually match the tempos. Mm-hmm. You say which tempo you want and you pre-mix them. So, but Dancing Queen, it's the familiarity of the intro, I think. It's at a disco I used to go to. It wasn't a disco, I suppose. In the Grove in Clontarf many, many years ago, they used to play She's Not There, and it would start with a kind of do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and it was like a call to action. It's like other songs that we probably talk about. It. You hear a call to action. It's like, get out on the floor. Here we go. And people are familiar with it. What's very hard to find is a universal song that's good for bringing everybody to the floor.
Right.
Some sections will bring males, females, bring different people.
Younger, older,
it will bring different people. Uh-huh. And with the problem, not the problem, but now you don't know, is it? And I haven't DJed weddings in a long time, but I would be at events and I've been at weddings and second weddings now at my age. Sometimes third weddings, you know who you are. But is that TikTok actually has now brought back songs that people... Eye of the Tiger came back a few years ago and it's come back again recently.
Yes,
and different songs.
People are finding it on social media.
Yeah.
Listen to me, when you were DJing at weddings though, what is going on in the room where you say, I have to put on a floor filler now. This isn't looking like it should.
So there's variables. So one is, are you the only thing at the wedding or is there a band on? Because the band will have worked everybody to a frenzy up to about 11:30 or 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they're wrecked, but you still have to put a floor filler on immediately so everybody keeps dancing, but then they drift away. Within 30 seconds, they're like, oh, I'm so tired.
And
sweat's
gone.
Pouring out of them. They've gone to the loo, they've gone to the bar, they've gone back to sit down for a second, reapply, lipstick, whatever it might be. Like they're gone. The bride generally has gone as well because her shoes have been thrown to the side. She's gone to look for her shoes and she's gone. So a floor filler, Dancing Queen is a great one because it sets the tone for the evening as well. Depending on the event, you've got a younger event, you've got a club event, a DJ event, you'll have different songs. Rock DJ was always a good one. That still is a good one.
Getting people out. But so once the band has wrapped up, you play your floor filler, then people tend to drift off. Are you okay with an empty floor for a few minutes?
You need to give it a chance to change the crowd.
Yeah.
So people who haven't been dancing to the band will come back to you if you can find the song. And sometimes you kind of have to admit, it happens on Rising Time as well, you put on a song and you go, whoa, that's the wrong song.
You don't get it quite right.
Listen, so you have
if you were DJing at a wedding now, you'd probably be putting this next one on if you're doing it right now, because this is one of the biggest earworms of recent times.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O, it's not the
Chapel Roan, she really has it though, hasn't she?
She's amazing. What is she, 26? She's incredible.
And great producers around her as well. And that's really part of the key, is the good producer to bring that sound through. But good look as well is a fabulous song. You were doing actions to that. They're the actual actions.
Yes, the H-O-T-T. We all dance in my car, myself, my children, when this comes on, and I have to hold the steering wheel as well. It's very dangerous. Don't do it.
Only do it when you're in the driveway. Claire only does it when she's in the driveway.
But that one, is that appealing to all ages, do you think?
I don't think it is. Right. I think you've got to think of your auntie, and now you're the granny, not you're the granny, but I am, or whatever. You might be, that. Would that make you jump up out of your chair and go? You'd have to be familiar with it. So familiarity is very important. Mm-hmm.
But it's probably one for the future that is going to bring everybody up.
What happens is when you see another crowd dancing, then they tend to draw more people onto the floor. The hardest thing to do is bring men onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That is... For me, that has always been a little bit difficult. And you'd be surprised at some of the things they want to dance to. Like the Eye of the Tiger can't dance to that. A rock tune, generally, again. Robbie Williams was always a good one.
Okay, well, look, we have one now. This is for the boys, right? This is going to get them all out onto the dance floor. Listen to this. Shay's up, was up out of his chair doing the man dance to Living on a Prayer.
I see. As a man who can't dance.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, but it can be a little bit embarrassing. Like, that is one that will bring you up, especially when you get to kind of 11, 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
But the dance that you were doing there was hands in the air. Is that not an air guitar dance? No.
Yeah, but you didn't get to the air guitar yet. There is an air guitar, but that was a. But it's when they, because you get the intros, all ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh, and then the drums come in, and then you're into it. So that's very appealing as you go. So again, it's a call to action. It's that intro that'll get you there. You know, it immediately sparks something in your brain, and off you go.
Speaking of the air guitar, I love how the men, they take it so seriously, don't they? God help them. They're all out there in a circle with. Ties on their heads.
God love them.
You're down on one knee, and it's like, who's playing the best air guitar? And he feels it. Sorry, lads, we can't hear you.
But the best bit's when they go back to back and they're both playing guitars. Great fun.
And do the women, cast your mind back, do the women stay out now on the dance floor for Living on a Prayer, your experience?
Definitely, yeah. Well, especially couples. Couples will come out for it. And there are certain songs that people will drag their partner out for as well. When you used to, slow set used to come on. I know we're floor fillers, but sometimes you would change the crowd. So everybody had been dancing vigorously then. Suddenly, Wonderful Tonight would come on and they'd be like, come on out and dance. It's like, oh, for a
June. I want to keep playing the air guitar.
I'm just after tucking into the sausages from the afternoon for the after's food. And some of the chocolate biscuit cake, this guy says wedding cake. I called it wedding cake and I wasn't going to eat anything now. I'm eating that. I don't want to go.
Well, listen, we've done the air guitar. We're now going to shake our hips with Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you.
We're imagining the scene. Go on, Shay. Imagine the scene for us.
I'll say about wedding. It's around 12 o'clock. It's the white round table for 12 people.
Yep.
And it's been moved off the dance floor, so it's a little bit closer to the other tables as well. And then there's a red wine stain and your auntie's crying in the corner and there's a mashed piece of wedding cake on it and three cold sausages, which you've been eyeing and hoping that you get back to at some stage. Yeah.
But you know, the real hardcore crew now are out for Shakira because everyone's wrecked. They're tired. But you have hip shakers coming on.
Absolutely. And people do the actions and all the hands go down. But again, that's call to action. It's like, yeah, that the hips don't, you know, it's the fuzzy bear. I can never really understand the fuzzy bear thing going on with her. But
it works.
It does. It's the cup, but that the first intro as well. Mm-hmm. That's a great song. And people absolutely love that. That's for all ages. Everybody loves that.
Another one in the back pocket where you go, it's flagging here now.
Yeah. I think the thing as well with floor fillers is you don't play them all at once. You've got to spread them out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And if you're at an event and you find that dance floor is dying, sometimes you've got to let people have a break, especially if you've got a contained crowd. If you're in a nightclub, it's different. Or in a Christmas function where it's in a large function, you've got people coming and going. If you use all your floor fillers, you're going to play them again. You know, there's a finite amount of them.
But you can't just play one. Like, you've got to have two, maybe back to back.
But I used to play, again, back in the old days, but I used to play Rock DJ into Twist and Shout into La Bamba.
Right. And that was three. What was your thinking there now?
It's the beats and also the familiarity. And when people hear dun, da, 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 dun, La Bamba, again, it stays with them as well. Because not everybody is used to dancing as well. I used to find that at Christmas functions, people would come in their finery from whatever place they worked into these multiple Christmas parties, which I used to do at casino nights.
Oh, yeah.
And they hadn't been to a dance in so long, and they promised themselves they were going to have a dance. So you want to give them something that
give them more air guitar if that's what they want with this one. Sort of more hardcore, isn't it, than
it is,
Bon Jovi?
Yeah. It's definitely more hardcore, but it's that one particularly goes across generations.
Mm-hmm.
That one is popular and still popular today. And when you play that intro, that like screaming guitar intro,
they're all out.
Yeah, absolutely. They're straight out and they run from the bar. And you see men in their rented suits that are a little bit too big for them, and it's trailing around their black slip-on shoes that they bought in Dunn's the day before, and they're killing them. You'll see them running out to be on the dance floor.
Ties are.
Sometimes it's a little bit, they run to the dance floor and they don't know what to do when they get there.
Yeah, well, they'll figure it out though. Air guitar, yeah, everyone knows how to do that. Listen, we've another one here now. This is a bit more recent. Have a listen to this and see. Tell me whether you think this is going to fit into our genre of floor filler.
To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know.
Spice Girls.
We're doing this side to side thing here in the studio, and then I'm saying to him, like, Shay, what do we do next? Do we just do this for the whole thing? How long is the song? Like,
people make up their own dances, and actually what you do realise is, and again, it's a different gender sometimes, you find that people used to make up dances when they were kids, and when they go back to weddings, their three friends they used to dance with in the slidey porch in the three bed semi, mm-hmm. and do their dance routines in the hall when their dad was in watching TV. They'll go back and they'll do those dancey routines.
We've
again.
To go. We could just keep going here, Shay. We could keep going.
There's a million of them.
Well, there's a million
great
of
to see
them.
You.
Yeah, listen, let's go to a party. Let's go to a wedding together, Shay. We'll have the crack.